there is the reality that even though we're more connected than ever, we're also more lonely and isolated than ever. When social media use goes up, depression goes up also.
Yeah.
Because of all the sort of comparison that happens, right? Because everybody's just presenting the best version of themselves. You know, the effect of that is we don't get the full reality of somebody's life. I mean, who posts pictures of themselves right after they get up in the morning out of bed before they take a shower or comb their hair, right? Nobody, hardly anybody does that, right? And so when everybody's out there presenting the best image of themselves, it leads everybody to feel like, oh my goodness, why is my life not that pretty? Why is my experience not that great? The problem is everybody's doing that and nobody's life is as great as it looks, and creates this sort of lack of reality about really what's going on in our lives. And so the connection is, it's real, but it's not complete. That can lead to loneliness.
Scott, one of the things you address in the book, which I think is so important, is that having friction is an important part of true friendship. Why do you think Christians have such a hard time with that? You think it's based on a misunderstanding of Scripture and perhaps even a distorted view of Jesus himself?
Yeah, I think it's that we don't believe the gospel. We don't believe Jesus loves us enough to be sufficient as the one who loves us, right? If the love of Christ was something we really believed, that in Christ we are known and loved all the time when we're at our best and when we're at our worst, we would be a lot more free to receive constructive criticism. You know, like one of the worst days of the year for a lot of people is when their boss reviews their year, like, here's how you did, here's where you can, you know, really celebrate, and here's where you can grow and improve. Everybody's terrified of that here's where you can grow and improve aspect, and I think we're like that with our character as well. Like when my wife says, Scott, you're forgetting to do some things that are really important to me that you do around the house, and that hurts, or you showed up late to our daughter's volleyball game and you probably should circle back with her and apologize for that. Like, if I find myself getting defensive, which sometimes I do, I'm really missing an opportunity, right? An opportunity to believe the gospel that, yeah, I messed up, but you know what? Grace is real, and that's what grace is for. It's there to cover us. There's no condemnation for us in Christ. But then it's also an opportunity to say, hey, this is a chance for me to receive correction, to receive input, and grow further into Christ and more like Christ, which of course makes me better for the people around me. But we fear those opportunities to grow and to improve and be sanctified, sort of to use the Christian language, I think, because we really don't believe Jesus loves us. So we're looking for something else to cover us, like Adam and Eve did, you know, when they covered themselves in the garden and ran and hid and got defensive and shifted blame. That was a lack of understanding of how loved they were by God, which is what led to sin in the first place.